Welcome to today's deep dive.
I want
We
you.
are focusing on getting you ready for week 7, day 2 of the Laws of Life workbook. And the core theme today is that the greatest failure of leadership happens at the individual level.
Right, because if you can't manage your own actions, trying to direct anyone else is really just, theater.
Exactly. So our mission right now is to guide you on how to evaluate this chapter's 12 distill points. And then you'll select your top 3 for your daily practice.
Yeah, and the workbook lays out a very deliberate method for picking those 3 points. It instructs you to read the list of 12 points carefully 3 times, and then you only make your selection on the 4th pass.
See, as someone who studies human behavior, I have to admit that assigning a 4-pass reading rule feels like, cognitive overkill.
It sounds like a lot, I know.
It really does. Because most people just want to skim the bold text, pick whatever resonates, and move on. Like, does the brain really need that much repetition just to pick 3 sentences?
Well, actually, that skimming approach is exactly what the 4 passes are designed to prevent. When you scan a list like this for the first time, you trigger an immediate limbic response.
Oh, right, the emotional center.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Your brain instinctively tries to protect your ego, so it gravitates toward the points that validate you and actively skips over the ones that expose your actual flaws.
Wait, so skimming just lets me pick the quote that makes me feel like a visionary rather than the one calling out my, terrible time management.
Precisely. So you bypass that emotional filter by forcing multiple readings. By the time you hit the 4th pass, you've exhausted that defensive limbic reaction.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and you fully engaged your prefrontal cortex, which is the analytical engine of your brain. So you stop protecting your ego and start objectively spotting the neural patterns you actually need to rewire.
That is fascinating. Seeing it through that analytical lens really changes everything. Like, one concept that really jumped out at me on my 4th pass was the point that says, you don't rise to your intentions, you fall to your standards.
Oh, that is such a powerful one.
It really is, because intention is cheap. I see this constantly with graduate students in my lab. They come in with the intention to write a brilliant dissertation, but when the pressure mounts, their intention just evaporates.
Right, because stress takes over.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They default to their baseline. Their daily habits, how they organize notes, what time they wake up. It's always the baseline, never the wishful thinking.
And the neurobiology behind that baseline is actually really interesting. It connects perfectly to one of the points I selected, which is without a standard, you are not improving, you are guessing.
Oh, I like how that ties right into the baseline concept.
Yeah, because the brain literally requires a strict, measurable standard to generate an error correction signal. When you just sort of guess at how well you're doing, the brain doesn't register a gap.
So it just assumes everything is fine.
Exactly. But a rigid standard creates friction. Failing to meet it fires off neural alarms, and those error signals are, they're chemically necessary to build new synapses.
So you absolutely need the standard to trigger the alarm. But to actually change that baseline standard, you have to run the loop internally first.
Right.
Which goes back to another crucial point from the chapter. Teach, correct, and demonstrate. But start with yourself. I mean, this is the absolute foundation of human behavioral modeling. You simply cannot expect a team or a family to adopt a standard that you haven't modeled.
Yeah, human behavioral modeling relies entirely on observing the leader's actual outputs, not their hypothetical intentions.
Exactly.
And generating those outputs means overriding the brain's desire for comfort. Which brings me to the second point I loved. Command yourself when you don't feel like acting, because that is where growth lives.
Oh, that's heavy. Overriding that lack of motivation.
Yeah, and it isn't just about discipline in some philosophical sense. It is literal neuroplasticity. Forcing yourself to act when the brain says stop is precisely what forces new neural pathways to form.
So you're physically altering the structure of your brain by acting against your own resistance.
Exactly right.
Wow. Okay, so your task for today is clear. Take the chapters 12 distill points. Put them through those 4 full passes to shut down your ego. Find the 3 points that expose the gaps you need to close the most.
And then make sure you write them into your daily practice list for the week's work.
Yes, write them down. And you need to review those 3 points morning, midday, and evening.
Because that repetition is what locks in the new pathways we just talked about.
Exactly. We'll leave you to your workbook with this final thought to chew on. If the neuroscience shows that our brains default to comfort and existing habits, and you aren't deliberately forcing new standards onto yourself, whose default programming are you actually running right now?